Proclamation number 8223, dated the July 25th, 1962. God's infinite fatherly love. I want you to establish a relationship with me like a child with its father, showing me love and trust and always being certain that I will help you and never doubting my love. By merely gaining firm faith in my love, you will always come to me like children to the Father, presenting all your difficulties and worries to me and appealing for my help. And I will help you. For I also want to gain your love, because then you will strive towards me again, whom you once left of your own free will. Hence you should not let any adversity get you down. Instead, present it to me, your Father of Eternity, with complete trust and, truly, you will receive the Father's help, since my love for you is far more profound than any earthly father's love. But precisely the realization of my infinitely deep love is lacking in you, and thus you doubt and hesitate. Nevertheless, you once emerged from my love and should firmly believe that you will remain connected to me for all eternity. Even if your free will strove away from me a long time ago, it was unable to sever the bond, otherwise you would have ceased to exist. But that which was once created by me is everlasting, although temporarily separated from me of its own will. And it is precisely this free will that you should give to me by coming to me with every request and thus entering into the right relationship again which existed between me and you in the very beginning and which made you indescribably happy. Whenever you think of me, you should always be certain that my love will instantly give itself to you, that I will illuminate you, which you enable me to do on account of your thoughts being inclined towards me. Then you should become convinced of the fact that I am only interested in your well-being, that I want to shower you with spiritual and physical gifts of grace and only ever require your open hearts, your inclination towards me, which allows me to take effect in you. My love for you is unlimited and will never end, and therefore I also yearn for you, my living creations, to return to me as children, to learn to recognize me, your Father of Eternity, during your earthly progress. And I really make every effort to provide you with a true impression of me, of my being and my love for you, so that you can also love this being with all your heart and with every sense. I yearned for this love ever since you fell away from me, yet I will remain patient until you grant me this love voluntarily. Yet once you recognize me correctly, you will not find it difficult to love me. If, however, you are taught wrongly, if I am portrayed to you incorrectly so that you cannot see a God of love but only a vengeful and wrathful God in me, you will never learn to love me as your Father. Therefore you must first be informed of the pure truth, you must be instructed truthfully by your God and Creator, whose love is infinite and who is your Father and also wants to be acknowledged by you as Father. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Single quote: such words can only be spoken by the one who loves you and only ever wants what is best for you, your Father of Eternity, who calls his children to himself in order to help them in every spiritual and earthly adversity. And you'll experience the proof of my fatherly love time and again, if you feel like my children and trustingly take the path to the Father. For every inclination towards me gives me the right to take effect in you, otherwise my adversary will push you away from me and still assert his influence over you, which I cannot deny him as long as you do not defend yourselves against him by calling upon me, your Father of Eternity, thereby giving me the right to protect you, my children, from him. My love for you is boundless, and you can always request it. My help is always assured to you when you suffer adversity. And as soon as you are convinced that my love belongs to you, you will also feel like my children and will voluntarily return to me into your father's house from which you once originated. Amen.